yourself, relax. Just relax into the totality of your experience, and I want to point out a few things, a few ways of looking at the experience you're having right now. Or at any given time, not just in meditation. Much of what you experience at the moment is dependent upon your sense organs. For instance, you listen to the sounds outside and inside, some breathing, a little bit of wind, some rustling. Those sounds are dependent upon your sense organs, your ears, for their existence to be established. Without your ears, your sense of hearing, you can't establish the presence of these sounds. Similarly, without any given sense organ, you can't establish or speak to or about their domain. Similarly, the emotions and thoughts and feelings depend upon an awake mind. Without the awake mind, the presence or non-presence or manifestation even of those feelings are not there to be known, to be experienced. Your consciousness, though, the conscious being that you are, what does it depend upon to be known? To establish the existence of something, we usually require a means of knowledge. But what means of knowledge lights up your being, consciousness? there's a difference. Between things which are known the nature of things which are known objectified and the knownness of the knower. I need a lamp. I need to turn on a lamp in a dark room in order to illumine the objects, unless the objects themselves are self-luminous. So I need to turn on a lamp to light up the objects in the room. But I don't need to turn on another lamp to light up the lamp. Consciousness doesn't require another consciousness to light it up. I don't need to bring in a consciousness to make consciousness consciousness. A thought is lit up as though because of consciousness. A thought comes and goes when it's there. It's known. When it's gone, it's gone. Consciousness doesn't depend upon the thought. The thought depends upon consciousness. My perceptions depend upon consciousness to be known. But consciousness doesn't depend on the perceptions. With or without perceptions, I am. Consciousness is. I don't need the perceptions to establish my own being. Consciousness is self-established by its very nature. Just as you relax, notice all of the sounds and experiences through the sense organs that are coming and going, and whatever thoughts or feelings, images are passing through the mind. And just notice all of that, those experiences, in reference to your own presence. Some are coming and going in consciousness. That's one type of experience. The other is just the stable, abiding consciousness of you, your own stable presence. Things come into consciousness and go out of consciousness, but consciousness itself doesn't come into consciousness or go out of consciousness, it simply is. So I simply am. You can try to do something about that. Maybe you can think yourself away, you think, or maybe you can put a bag over it or cover yourself in some way. It's a good exercise. Whatever thoughts, whatever perceptions, nothing touches or changes your own silent presence. Your presence doesn't require anything. Nothing improves it, nothing takes it away, nothing changes it, nothing covers it. It needs nothing to be. It simply is. I simply am. Notice what you were like, your simple presence.